Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about leadership, unwrapping the gift of leadership that God gives to His children, looking at how God's Word says we ought to apply it, how we ought to lead, how we ought to follow, and understanding that the leadership roles that each of us have are likely different from one another, but the same principles apply whether we're leading one child or thousands of people. And God's desire is that in all of our leadership, He's in charge. We're not the leader. He is. But we take this gift of leadership and we live it under His guidance, under His instructions, under His commands. And today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week focused in on leading by example. It's not just the words that we use. In fact, the words that we use may be a relatively small part. It's the example that we live that gives our words power, that gives our words credibility, that when we share God's word, it makes it stick. Because people see it in us, even as they hear it from us. Hebrews 13, verse 7 says, "Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith." The writer of Hebrews gives us a list of people and examples of people who lived by faith, who endured much difficulty, hardship, persecution, and held on to their faith in God. And it's not just those ancient leaders that we look back to from biblical sources. It's the people in our own life and our own history. I think of Sunday school teachers that I had. I think of my mom, my dad. I think of those early childhood teachers in Sunday school and youth groups. I think of names like Wilma Berger and Jake Berger and Zeta Border and Bob Border. So many others that were influential in my life. That not only taught with their words, but they set an example with their life. It made me want what they had. To imitate. Some of those early years, I had no idea that it was their faith in God that I was imitating, that I was desiring, that I was noticing. But it isn't just us looking around and imitating those leaders. And you may notice in the passage, the verse I read from Hebrews, you consider the outcome of their life. Now, obviously, those that are still living, you're not fully sure of the outcome of their life. But as you look back on those that walked this earth before our time, perhaps during our time, but their time with God began more fully in His presence during our lifetime. and we see the good that God did through them and in them. And we say, I want that. Now, the reverse is also true, I think, and it's kind of alluded to. You consider the outcome of their life and you imitate their faith. Now, if they didn't have faith and the outcome of their life wasn't good, there's not a lot to imitate. But it's not just about them. We need to do that. We need to have those Hall of Faith type people that serve as examples for us. But we also need to be that. Those coming after us need Hall of Faith type people to serve as their examples. In your leadership roles, be sure that your faith guides the outcome of your life. So there's something for your children that's worth imitating. There's something worth imitating that your coworkers see, that your fellow students see, that your neighbors see, that your employees see, that your boss sees. We typically think of boss situations. They're the leader. I'm just the worker. But when you allow your life to be an example, sometimes you may be more of the leader than you think. And when we live by faith, discussion in our Wednesday night Bible study last night about faith being the thing that saves us. Faith is the thing that keeps us saved. We don't earn salvation by our good works, and we don't lose salvation by failing to do those good works. Now, the good works are often signs and visible reminders of whether our faith is real or whether we're putting on a front, a masquerade. And so I agree with James, who says faith without works is dead. But works without faith is just as meaningless. It's by faith. And live a life today that follows the examples of those before you that live by faith. And live a life today that sets an example of faith for those who come behind you. And together, we lead by example. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to be right with you. You gave us your Son, Jesus, to shed his blood to pay the penalty for our sin. But not just pay the penalty for our sin, to conquer death, so that we too can live. And so, God, today, as we live life, may we live it to the full by faith. May we do what your word says and consider the outcome of life of those that have gone before us and examine how their faith led to that outcome that we desire. Therefore, teach us to imitate their faith. And allow the outcome, the actions to follow. Not just try to do what they did, try to do why they did, by faith. How they did, by faith. But Father, as we look back and we consider those whose outcomes of life mirror what we desire, eternity with you, may we choose daily to be that person who leads by faith, who leads by example of faith, that those coming behind us, those surrounding us today, would see how faith influences everything that we do. Our example shows them what faith looks like when life is hard, when the news from the doctor isn't good, when the traffic accident destroys property, when it injures people, when it takes lives, when illness weakens and destroys not just the physical body, but the mind. It's in those difficult times that our faith is not only most needed, it's most revealed. So God, help us to lead by example, not just when things are going well and we like it, but to lead by example in all things. That people see us as a person whose faith is in you. And God, help us to accurately evaluate not just the outcome of life of those that we imitate, but how others see us. More importantly, help us to evaluate how others see you in us. Increase our faith. Increase our walk by faith. Our life by faith, our example by faith. God, as we follow the examples of those before us, as we live and lead by example, oh, may we consistently lift up Jesus as the example we follow most, that as we lift up Him, He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.